Ecovative Design in Green Island, just north of Albany, has a unique approach. Instead of manufacturing products, from lampshades to packing materials, they grow them. Using agricultural waste and a special kind of fungus, Ecovative has been able to develop a variety of products since it was founded a decade ago. What started as a partnership between two RPI grads has grown into a business that employs more than 60 people. Ecovative product specialist Kyle Buckland shows off a bag of what will become the company's signature material.
This is what the raw material looks like. It looks like mulch, but it's actually corn and hemp mixed together. And then inside of here, you can't really see it, but that's the mycelium is actually in there in a dormant-like state.
Think of mycelium as the roots of a mushroom. With some water and a little flour, the fungus can be activated and grown to hold the material together in any shape. Buckland also shows off a new packaging product being developed.
So this is a new prototype packaging part. We designed it to be a breakaway part, so everything is grown in one piece, and then once it comes to the customer, they can break it off.
To me, it looks like a big chocolate bar.
I like to call it Kit Kat packaging, but no one else does.
Ecovative just received a $9.1 million contract from the U.S. Department of Defense to create new living building materials. Ecovative Chief Scientist Gavin McIntyre says they're aiming to scale up production on a mycelium-based building material that would have the ability to self-repair.
If there were an issue, say, a leak within your roof, this material could react to that leak and self-repair such that you no longer have to worry about that hole in your roof because the material has responded to it naturally.
The product would be different from the Kit Kat packaging in that it would continue to grow once it is installed. Ecovative imagines a future where U.S. forces might be able to arrive at a conflict zone or disaster site and be able to actually grow their own building materials. They might even be able to grow the furniture within the building.
We're seeing a tremendous amount of effort and embodied energy going into the construction of facilities on site. We're hoping to be able to enable them to grow materials using local resources, just like we do here today at Ecovative.
You can see photos of some of Ecovative's products at WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.